Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Plushy Transformation. This file will transform you into any plushie you would like to be. It could be a teddy bear or a fox. It could be a cat or a snake. It could be any plushie you want. No matter how wild your imagination, how fantastic your fantasies, you will become the plushie of your choice. Now, as we all know, plushies have several important aspects. They are soft, cuddly, kind of empty, and they're always ready for hugs. So, what we're going to do is, first, I'm going to help you become a bit more empty, and then slowly we'll help your body to feel as a plushie would feel. You'd like that, wouldn't you? Very good. So, all you have to do is listen and pay attention. Well, when I say pay attention, what I mean is just let yourself listen. Because as you listen, your mind will know what to do automatically. And as your mind will slide into a place that it finds is much more comfortable, your mind, your thoughts, and your unconscious will all work together with me to help you transform into the perfect plushie. Because there's nothing nicer than becoming a perfect plushie, isn't there? And as you think about this, as you imagine closing your eyes and imagining the perfect plushie you could become, thinking about the shape that your arms would become and your legs, thinking about the color, the fuzziness on the outside, the soft fur that is so nice to hold and to hug. Just imagine and let yourself go into a state of fuzziness in your mind, where your mind will relax just to the sound of my words, becoming so wonderfully, easily, distractingly relaxed. Because as your body relaxes, it will also feel sort of comfy, fuzzy, and empty. Most of the time when your body relaxes, it first becomes heavy. It's like your mind doesn't want to do all that difficult effort of moving your body anymore. It just settles in a most comfortable place, in a wonderfully smooth state. And as you listen more and more, you might even find that this has already happened. Perhaps you've noticed how easily your mind and body are becoming really relaxed. Or it could even have happened without you noticing at all. Shape is just an idea after all. So when you first become all heavy and then loose and relaxed, maybe you'll even notice that your body feels sort of simpler. It's difficult to keep track of every little thing in every little part of your body, so it's much easier to think of your body in round, simple terms. Just having like a hand is more than enough, and arms, feet and legs, but they're all sort of soft, relaxed and fuzzy. And now that we're talking about it, your mind is also sort of nice, round, soft and fuzzy. And as you continue to imagine the perfect plushy shape that you desire, you can feel how your body is sort of settling into that shape. You might be consciously aware of this, or it might happen without any knowledge at all. You don't need to do anything. In a way, you don't even have to listen. Your mind is already wonderfully fuzzy and delightfully relaxed. It just lets the words flow in through one ear and in through the other, reaching deep into your unconscious. And as you're unconscious, you might even find that it's easy to listen, that the words just flow through your mind and into your body, filling it with an emptiness and emptying it of the fullness. Plushies are not completely empty, they are filled with soft, warm, plushy goodness. It could be all kinds of things. Some of them are more heavy as they're filled with seeds, or others are filled with wool or with cotton wool. Who knows what you'll be filled with? All I know is that it's pleasantly fluffy and wonderfully empty. Well, it's not like you're actually being filled with emptiness. It's more like you're being filled with a soft, plushy, cloudy, empty fullness. And as your body feels that empty fullness and fluffy emptiness, it feels just sort of relaxed, and it's like all that's left is the outside giving it shape. You're just sort of nicely relaxing on all the comfy parts that your body is made out of. Fluffy arms, comfy legs, and an extra cuddly torso. Of course, all of them are becoming the shape that you imagine, the perfect plushy shape that you want to become. I'm not going to tell you what color you have to be. That's not me. You can tell me. Whenever you want to, you can tell me what color that lovely fur will become. And who knows? Who knows what dreams or thoughts a plushie might have? All I know is that there aren't very many. Plushies always seem to be sort of happily empty, calm and accepting. They just feel light, free of all the worries of the world. They're just there, comfortable and comforting, and of course always ready for a hug. I wonder, do plushies hug each other? Well, maybe you'll find out now that you've been turned into a plushie. Who knows who you'll hug? Well, it might be a bit difficult for you to move. Plushies are not known for their feats of strength. It's more that they are really relaxed and they just enjoy laying about, cuddling and hugging and just feeling fluffy and nice. There's no need for thoughts when you're a plushie. There's no need for anything really. Just a happy, floaty, cloudy sensation of emptiness, filled with cuddliness. So when you remember to be all empty and forget to think full, then you might be ready to just be a plushie, to enjoy the shape of your body in all its cuddly goodness, and of course to enjoy the emptiness in your head and let everything just be simple. As simple as a plushie. Now in a moment, this file will end. But your existence as a plushie can continue. If my voice follows, you can continue to listen. If it does not, it's up to you if you want to just drift to sleep and dream in the state of a plushie, or if you have some cuddling to do. I hope that you'll have an amazingly fuzzy time. Good luck.